As you probably know, YOSA sets out to change young lives through music.
This Saturday, YOSA is going to be holding our annual concerto competition.
Music director, Troy Peters.
We've got 10 of our most advanced musicians who are going to be playing. At 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at St. David's Episcopal Church. And then one of them will be named as the winner and will appear as a soloist with the San Antonio Symphony.
This is a competition, albeit a friendly one.
There is kind of an American Idol element to the process, you know, that there are judges and there is a winner. But everybody gets the chance to perform. Everybody gets the support of the audience. And then the winner becomes part of this collective music making that is part of why orchestras are so great.
The winner of Saturday's competition can then look forward to that standout performance in January.
So this concerto competition winner will be playing with the San Antonio Symphony on January 18th on a concert where YOSA and the San Antonio Symphony play side by side together. So all of our musicians get the chance to learn from their older peers and mentors in the symphony, which is a really exhilarating thing.
Judges come from the symphony itself.
So we have the associate conductor, Akiko Fujimoto, and we have the concertmaster of the San Antonio Symphony as judges for the concerto competition. So again, our students really get to learn from these local Olympians, the greatest classical musicians in town.
We have more on YOSA at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.